Oh, I'm not supposed to say this. I'm not supposed to say there's one rule about Fight Club, but there's two rules about Pod is War. One is I'm not supposed to say I'm recording, and two is I'm not supposed to say that it's Tuesday night.
You're also not supposed to mention Vince McMahon, but we just blew that one too, so we're off
No,
to a
no,
banging
no.
start.
We can mention him. Greg just doesn't like when we do impressions, except for you, because yours doesn't sound like Pritchard's.
Or Vince.
Hey,
For
I didn't want
that
to go there. If the boss man likes it, he likes what he likes. It's exactly like WWE. As long as the boss is happy, then it's a good show.
Pritchard stole my gimmick, man. The singing, the Vince impersonation. Like, that's gimmick infringement, but he blew it up before I did, so I can't even bitch about it.
I was about to say, yeah, go win that lawsuit right there.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to war with McDibbitt.
Yeah, me neither. Should just try to get Conrad on your side, though. Then you'll blow up real good.
Yes, he's going to side with me as opposed to his cash cow. That sounds about right.
I mean, he might not be able to milk that cow much longer, depending on how the WWE contract, restricts things. So he might need
That's
a
true, but
cow. Cow now, bro.
he's already got a new stud in the stable. Him and Bischoff are doing pretty good numbers.
They are. They are. And he's working on the AEW thing a little bit too. So, well, hey, there we go. That's a nice thing. If you and lovely Miss Amber decide to work on the Jacksonville thing, you might be able to work your connections.
Touche, touche. What if I popped up in AEW on their first TV show? Y'all be like, what the fuck? Like, hey, fellas, I can't record tonight. You turned on TV.
Why can't you record? Because the MVP is elite. Yay!
Let's start the show.
Good idea.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing.
Let me put down my harmonica. Greetings and salutations. Welcome back to the latest edition of Pod is War. Pod is War is brought to you by the good folks at ChairShot Radio Network in conjunction with
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
And use your heads and think about it for a second. This Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. Some know it is Easter. And what better way, again, to celebrate the ultimate sacrifice your Lord and Savior made for you than with a Jesus Did the Job shirt. Now, where do you get such a shirt, do you ask? I'm glad you asked. All you have to do is go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Again, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, and type in your promo code resurrection. You might get something off. You probably won't, but hell, I don't know until you try it. So give it a shot.
That's Pro what she said.
Prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Also, we're Patreons now, so make sure you all sign up for our Patreon page to get exclusive content from all the Chairshot personalities, and that is at patreon.com/thechairshot, patreon.com/thechairshot, patreon.com/thechairshot. I'm Mr. Velvet Pipes, Christopher Platt, and frankly, we probably should have picked a more up-tempo song, because everybody's dragging ass tonight. WWE hasn't given us a whole lot to work with, and frankly, I'm over here trying to slip my wrist with a butter.
Well, listen, you didn't want to hear this. Balls and I wanted to hear this.
Yeah. Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, and as always, I'm joined by my main man, Andrew Blaz. What's going on with you, brother?
Not much, but you're right. I'm dragging ass. Like, it's just long week at work already, and it's not that long into the week. Fucking Christ. Ugh.
I know. It's Thursday. Can you believe it? It's only Thursday. We've still got two more days of the week, right?
Holy shit, it's only Wednesday. Wait, it's Thursday? Is it Friday? No, maybe it's... It's, yeah. It's after Monday.
It's Friday. That. I'm in love. No, it's not. Saturday.
You know, and that lovely vocal tones of our commissioner, PC Tenney.
Hi.
Go ahead, man. Keep going. Go on. Give him some bars.
I don't want to spoil them. They can play that back.
I feel pretty, oh so witty. I feel pretty and witty and gay. I'm happy. I'm happy.
Oh, okay. You could have said bright. You could have went to the other verse, but no, you had to go for that one.
You can be whatever you want.
Commercial son of a bitch.
I'm a progressive man, Andrew. Don't hate.
You just really like the movie Anger Management with Jack Nicholson, don't you?
Well, that's a good movie.
Actually, that's not one of my favorite Sandler's, man. I mean, it was okay, but yeah, not one of my favorites. That wouldn't be in my top five.
So you don't tell yourself Kusfraba to calm down?
No, I tell myself to man the fuck up, and then I'll flick my balls.
That's fucking funny. That's fucking funny. Okay, real quick, round the horn. Pardon the trademark, but favorite Adam Sandler movie? I'll start to give you some time as I slowly build to what I'm about to say is my favorite Adam Sandler movie. You're welcome for the time. Mine's Little Nicky.
Wow, that's not most people's first, second, third, or anything towards the top.
Wow. I just really like that movie. Just like my favorite Eddie Murphy movie is, what's the one where he's got the wife who's a total bitch, but he also plays the wife, and, you know.
Norbit?
Yeah, Norbit's fucking hilarious.
What the fuck?
Ask DP. Right, now, dude, me and...
Movie conversations.
I was going to say, we're never doing a movie review with
I
Honey.
Swear, Jesus watch Christ. Norbit. No. I mean, Bowfinger's great, but I mean, like, I enjoy all the good movies, but, like, these are two movies that people don't appreciate that I absolutely love. I'm sorry. If you watch Norbit...
They don't appreciate them because they suck. They suck.
Go back... Okay, listen. Last thing I'll say is, go back and watch Norbit.
I have. It's awful.
Yeah, I'm good.
She's mad because he thinks he can't put the seat up. She's just getting fatter in the car. It's hilarious.
You just like the water park fucking scene, don't you?
I don't remember what you're talking about, but I'm sure it's disgusting. But I still love Norbit.
Jeez.
That movie was so bad, it cost Eddie Murphy an Academy Award. That's how bad it was.
Years on his career, because there was a good point in time where you didn't see him after that.
Because that was the year he got nominated for Best Supporting Actor for his role in Dreamgirls, which he was phenomenal in. And there was a lot of buzz about him. Hey, is Eddie finally going to win his first Oscar? And then Norbit came out, and everybody's like, nah, fuck that shit.
Nope, never mind. We forgot.
Go back and watch it again.
Norbit is also the reason why Chris Jericho didn't wrestle Mickey Rourke at WrestleMania that year.
All right, let's move on. Because they were scared
if he got caught up with the WWE that he was going to Norbit.
I'm not supposed to call for the first topic, but is it allowed? Your Honor, can I approach the bench here?
Go for it, man. If it stops you from talking about movies.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Hey, everybody, watch Norbit.
Are you kidding me? I don't think so. And they're tag team partners, Ivar, Eric, the Viking, the Experience.
The Superstar Shakeup doesn't only affect Raw and SmackDown.
Gentlemen, wow. I am thrilled.
That was your tie-in, wasn't it, Tunney? Talk about two bad movies to follow into a fucking horrible name. Oh, jeez. I hate you a little bit, but it's clever.
Yeah. I took the long road. Exactly. Shucks, you've figured me out. I fucking love Norway. You can fucking kiss my ass, okay? That's fucking shoot. All right?
You know, so the Viking Experience is the best tag name ever, right?
Gentlemen, I have had the privilege to actually sit down and spend a tiny bit of time with the two fellas that are currently involved in Viking Experience on multiple occasions. Let's put it this way. Suds were involved, and there were no Viking mugs, okay? So, I mean, they're going to make it work, and it's not the worst thing in the world, but gentlemen, just the Viking Experience. That's my question.
That sounds like a ride at Universal Studios or some shit. That's the next big Disney franchise. They're going to retire Pirates of the Caribbean, and it's going to be the Viking Experience, starring Keanu Reeves as Reed Erickson. I agree with you, Tuddy. It's not the worst name in the world, and it's not like bad, good talent can't overcome bad names. I mean, the Notorious B.I.G., Hunter Hearst Helmsley, Mankind, you know, good talent can get over bad names. The interesting part to me is, and I haven't heard anybody talking about this or heard any scuttlebutt about it, there has to be a logical explanation for why they changed the name, and I, for the life of me, can't figure out why. Balls, do you have any insight?
There have been kind of two quote-unquote dirt sheet reports. One is from Slice Wrestling, who's about as reliable as me taking a shit and wiping my ass and trying to read it. So that doesn't really count. And he said it was just that McMahon thought it was archaic. So
word.
Yes, that's what it was. It was a Vince decision because the word war is archaic. So he decided to go to Vikings, which technically is more archaic if you think about it. But then there's the other one that came out, I think shortly after the Viking Experience was revealed, that apparently maybe it's NBC Universal or just cable TV in general seems to frown upon that name for merchandising reasons. Ooh, Tani thinks he knows something else. So what else? What's the one you heard? Because there's a bunch of scuttlebutt. So which one's the one you heard?
Yeah, since you guys are good friends.
Go to hell.
They have beers on the set of Norbit.
Yes.
Listen. This is the same establishment that I had a bathroom run-in with Dalton Castle. Okay, just saying.
Anyone got busy in a Burger King bathroom?
Speaking of burgers, cheeseburger has also was involved in that.
Cheeseburger's from Trenton, and that's embarrassing. So I'm not even going to talk about him. You can claim him and the click.
I'm not claiming anybody. I'm just dropping names, goddammit.
I know you are. So what's the thing you heard, scuttlebutt-wise, then?
So here's the deal. One thing is I see, at the very least, Eric already has his own Twitter account, so it probably was easier for them to find exact Twitter accounts, a social media. I'm not saying just Twitter, but a social media. That's my secondary one. B, if we're talking about war, Ember Moon was referred to as the war goddess tonight. So, that one's out. Here's what it is. Why do we want to deal with any bullshit from Ring of Honor when they were fucking War Machine? You know, we got away with War Raiders in NXT. Might have been getting some shit from that. Why not just completely abandon it? Vince hates previous names. Period.
That's true. AJ Styles. Samoa Joe. Rey Mysterio, excuse me, pardon me, man.
There's also, let's see, Adam Cole.
Baby. Ricochet.
Uh-huh.
Roderick Strong.
Exactly. Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly.
Some people,
Kyle O'Reilly owns that auto parts store. That's why you can't change his name. O'Reilly's.
Why did they never put O'Reilly and O'Shea together? They could have been the Irish Experience.
Irish Airborne was already taken.
Your reasons you listed are no more legitimate than the ones I listed. At least mine
have a little bit of
connecting of the dots.
Even though my counterpoint to the Ember Moon thing is, yes, they kind of call her the war goddess, but the point she hits nickname-wise is Sheenom constantly, which is kind of dumb, but it regardless, that's what she hits. She doesn't hit I'm the war goddess. She goes, I'm the Shinam, which she said in the SmackDown pay-per-view, SmackDown promo. So,
Eureka, I just got it. I got another one. Disney, I want some royalties off of this one. Shinam, the war goddess. It's a whole franchise.
Around a hot chick with no personality?
Okay, that wouldn't be the way I would go, but it's it's.
I wasn't sure how on the nose for Ember we were going. That's
what are you calling it? What are you calling it?
Check it out. Shinam, the war goddess.
Hated it.
Yeah.
See, word. You know what? Maybe we should do is but just we should that. Take the Raiders and the fact that people hated the name initially in the NXT, but now apparently they have a fondness for them. And we should just rebrand it for ourselves because we're Pod is War. So maybe our fans or something should be the War Raiders. We need to just take that name and run with it now. We need to repackage that.
Why don't we just become
Pod? Have the Viking experience.
Maybe we'll do
our Viking experience once. It was fun. She was hot.
Let's go the other way. We'll just become Pod is Leif Erickson.
Woohoo!
Pod is Newfoundland.
Pod is Eric the Red.
I'm fine with this. We'll do that. I like it. Pod is Norse. Huh?
Yeah, that's not bad, actually. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Do we add one more person to Pod is War and we become the Four Norsemen?
Oh my god, that's fantastic, actually. That's beautiful.
We may have a title. We have a working title. We have a working title. Pod is War. Pod is War, the Four Norsemen.
We have to call him. He can be the Fourth Norseman.
Fourth Norseman.
Who's the Fourth Norseman?
GPP.
Oh, yeah, he's white enough. I think Aesop, though.
Aesop was my other choice too. Yeah.
I could see him with the Viking horns hat on and shit like that out here looking like who was the Viking? John Norris. That was his name too. What? Nobody remembers the Viking from WWE.
Yeah, we remember the Viking.
Okay. Sure. I'm just saying I could see Aesop in that get up.
Aesop looks like the guy that back in the 1700s had scurvy.
Yeah, I was about to say, he looks more like an emaciated Viking, but we'd be fine with that. He'd be like the berserker after he didn't eat for a month or something like that. We're good. I can make that work. Yeah.
He looks like a extra in a Shakespearean play in the 1300s.
Hey, shout out
if
to Aesop.
Put him on the cover of the Four Norsemen, then we'd also have to play that Sarah McLachlan in the Arms of an Angel fucking song. Please send him money and food.
Did you guys?
That's what they show at 4 o'clock in the morning during the Happy Days reruns.
Exactly. Yes.
About within all the sad pets.
Yes.
Did you guys see the fabled one with the Heartbreakers title?
What?
Really, you guys haven't seen this
with what Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Here, see now this is good podcasting because we're communicating across the interwebs here, and you know they got the interwebs on computers nowadays. So let me send this over to you guys, and I'd love for you to comment on this right here. This is your
see,
new.
You can send us dumb ass shit, but you can't do a quick fact check for me. Okay, cool.
Listen, this is your new RCCW Heartbreakers Champion.
Oh, that's what that title is. Okay, I saw his post, but I didn't think it said what the name of the title was. There we go.
I didn't know he had dead people on his chest.
Hey, he's been doing work on the ink there, just like KO.
Yeah, but KO's all right. Now finally in a good stable, so the big O.
Big Oh, Jesus Christ.
Shout out was to anybody people else who remember that anime from the early 2000s. Big fucking O.
It just made me think of Oscar Robertson.
That's what I was about to say. Shout out to people that remember Oscar Robertson, the last man to average a triple-double before was NBA Hall of Famer. I think that's a little more famous, boss.
Yeah, but Who cares? You already did your NBA cast. You can keep that on your other fucking one-off thing. Come on.
There will be no Oscar Robinson slander on these airwaves, sir.
I mean, I don't watch. I don't watch badminton, so I don't know who that is.
Oh, you should look up at Fred Hammerson. He's an excellent badminton player.
Doesn't he have the ballroom up in New York, the Hammerson Hammerstein? Hammerson? Is it his son? Is it Hammerstein's son?
All right, it's time to go. Topic
there
two.
We go. Thank you.
Well, gentlemen, in playing that, let me official retire this clip for a while.
SmackDown Live is the house that AJ Styles built.
Let's get a little more structured into Pod is War here, and let me ask you a couple questions that you guys can debate about. First of all, the new potential matchups with AJ Styles on Raw and how they brought him into Raw on Monday night, basically being the whole reason you were going to watch the end of the third hour.
Yeah, sure. I mean, whatever. Most people are going to watch the end of the third hour anyway because they're already there at that point. If you're going to tune out, you're going to tune out before 9:35 or 10:35, whatever fucking number, however your time zones work out. But I don't know. AJ is fine. I'm happy for him from a career perspective because now he's finally on the flagship show of the biggest brand in wrestling. He's literally gone from fucking no name air raid, you know, tag team wrestler in WCW for a coffee and a half a sandwich to now he's arguably one of the bigger names on Raw in WWE in, you know, 2019. So good for him. Do I care about the matchups? It's AJ Styles. They're going to be good matchups anyway. I don't give a shit who it's with. Him and Seth doesn't really tickle me. It's going to be a good matchup, but I could really give a fuck less. But I'm happy for AJ Styles as a performer that he's gone from bottom to top, you know, completely through his career. What about you, Chris?
Well, first and foremost, shout out to Lee Chong Wee, Lin Dan, PV Sindhu, Chin Long, Wang Shixian, Wang Yaihan. Boy, the Asian delegation sure has the market cornered on this Batman thing, huh? Who knew?
I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? That was a good way to tie it back. Good job.
Yeah, I was just showing some love to apparently some famous badminton players. I literally Googled famous badminton players and those names popped up. At least those were the ones I could pronounce. And I probably butchered some of those. as far as AJ on Raw, I guess. Cool. I don't think he's going to move neat numbers. I don't see AJ Styles as a needle mover, with all due respects. And they know at this point in time that most people are going to tune out from that third hour anyway. If you're lucky, people fall asleep before the third hour, so it counts towards the ratings, even though they're not watching. The television's still on the channel.
Wasn't that Conan's gig? Wasn't that Conan's gig? Like, at some point in the show, the audience would get really loud, and he'd be like, shh, they might wake up and change the channel.
That's a good one. That's a good one. But, I mean, yeah, shout out to him. The Miz going over to Raw, that's a good look as well. The Usos, we kind of pontificated upon that last week, or at least, Andrew, you did. Other than that, I mean, overall, the Superstar Shakeup, and I know we're going to talk about the big acquisition on SmackDown, but overall, the Superstar Shakeup didn't get me moist whatsoever. Just didn't. I'm still dry as a bone.
Yeah, no. I mean, Miz made the most sense, though, since we're all staying on USA, and so is his reality show, so you're not going to cross-promote on Fox for a USA show. So, that makes sense.
And yeah, that's okay. I forgot that they were moving SmackDown to Fox, because I was thinking it didn't make sense because the show comes on right after SmackDown. So I feel that would have been a good lead in, but that's only happening up until October. So
Andrew, that's the only point. Andrew, you connected the dots, so your reward is.
Woo-hoo! Rule.
Yeah, they do.
Retire that goddamn clip, shit.
I also like how
that's not a rule.
Color the hard way in like the first 30 minutes of the show, so that was kind of cool.
It did kind of make him look a little badass, and he's not badass. I've seen the Marines.
He plays a decent badass if you can disconnect from what you know of him and with the character he's supposed to play. Like, I thought he was good in 5. Did you see all of his ones, or did you stop at a certain number?
Bro, I've seen one of them. I think it was the one with Summer Rae. I don't remember which one that was.
That was 3 or 4. Oh, 5 okay. Is actually really good, surprisingly. I feel dirty saying that, but 5 is actually really good. And then 6 is the one with Shawn Michaels and Becky Lynch. That's all right. Like, it's not bad. I think 5 is the best one, though.
Okay, now Andrew is disqualified from talking. So
what am I going up against? Cena's shitty one. Ted DiBiase Jr. couldn't hack it as a mid-carder because he looked like a fucking doofus and acted worse. And then the first two to kind of recover from the, you know, one. Come on. 5 wasn't bad. I'm not saying it was Oscar-worthy, but it was actually surprisingly good for a WWE show.
We went from AJ Styles moving over to Raw to Andrew fucking, you know, just pulling the rug right out from under Ted DiBiase Jr.
Yeah, fuck Ted DiBiase Jr. Fuck him.
God damn.
I'm going to try to fuck on him because he's trying to fuck on me. That's how that works.
Wow. Me too, huh? Would you like to share with the class?
Yeah, hashtag fuck on me too. That's what that one is.
I have a Me Too story. I was going to save it for a pod is more, you know, the story of me and Big Mike. Matter of fact, I'm going to do that, man. If we can get up to 15 Patreons over at patreon.com/thechairshot, I'm going to tell you all the story of me and Big Mike.
I have a Me Too story too, but that was back in college when that just meant it was going to be a 3-way. So, not the same thing.
Well, 2 dudes and a girl is not a 3-way. That's a train. A 3-way is 2 girls and a dude.
I'm aware. I knew what I said. I was an Oreo cookie in college. It made me happy.
Welcome to the math, you know, segment of the Pot is War.
You just made me cry a little bit. I weeped a little bit right there with your Oreo comment.
Did Jesus whip?
No, but Platt whipped. Ladies.
But if Jesus whipped, then there'd be a shirt. Yeah.
Are you proud of... Are you... So you cried not because...
Alcohol. That's what that fucking is. You kind of take what you can get in general in college.
I couldn't tell if you were, you know, if you were disappointed in the women or proud of Platt at first.
A little both, actually.
Oh.
You know, well played, but damn, my sister's a loss, man.
Hey, I can be charming if I want to. I just choose not to be on this show. That's how that one works.
And by charming, you meant an ATM run.
I mean, you did see my response to Ray's post, didn't you?
I have no idea of what you speak.
Oh, you really didn't see? He retweeted something like, some kind of name is like the color of your pants and like the last thing of your fucking texts. And
Okay.
That was me and you.
And the last thing you texted. So I'm just like, the white ... credit score. I'm going to leave now. So there we go.
That's hilarious. I think mine would have been like black, thanks pretty, or some shit like that.
That still kind of works for you, though.
I guess you got a point.
So, Johnny, did you have any other questions since we kind of no-sold the whole AJ Styles thing as who fucking cares?
Well, I mean, it's good practice for our next topic.
Sierra Hotel.
India.
Echo.
Lima.
Delta.
So, gentlemen, we already know that, you know, the Shield is no more. Dean Ambrose is not on television. Seth Rollins looks to be staying on Raw. And Roman Reigns is now on SmackDown. What is your excitement level for Roman Reigns moving over to the Blue Brand? And do you also feel like me, let's just skip ahead to the part where we get Roman versus Daniel Bryan for the title?
So, shout out to Peter Gade. He's a white guy, but I doubt he's American. I think he's probably like British or something like that.
Spell his last name.
Spell it. It is a G-A-D-E. Rudy Hartano.
Peter Gade is Danish.
Danish. Okay, I was close.
Not bad.
And the rest of these melon farmers I can't pronounce. Jonathan Christie.
Is he any relation to Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey?
Not even a little bit. This is a cut-up Asian-looking dude.
All right. So, yeah, I don't think they're anything related to each other. Well played. Well played.
Oh, and before I get on the topic, man, I just got to send a special shout-out to Yang Yang. I just wanted to say that name.
I guess his parents weren't clever and didn't want to call him Ying. They just decided to call him Yang Yang.
Yang Yang. Ooh, Yang Yang.
I wonder
Yang.
How that conversation goes. Why am I not Yin Yang? Your brother's Yin, you're Yang. Aww. Yeah.
This should be a tag team. Hey, look, it's the Yin and the Yang.
It's the Yin Yang twins. Wait.
Oh, my God. Okay, I was about to say something really bad. I ain't even gonna go there. Roman Reigns.
You should whisper it. It'd be okay. It's a good reference.
Nah, man, even if I whisper it. As a matter of fact, whispering it would probably just make it worse.
Okay, so yes, Roman Reigns to the Blue Brand. Thoughts?
Roman Wayne's to the Woo Bland.
Roman Wayne's.
Roman Wayne's.
Triple H. Triple H. Triple H. Hey, Triple H, you get your ass down here, Triple H.
Thanks, Elmer Fudd.
Be very quiet. I'm hunting Triple H.
I think we all saw this one coming. He's the top guy. They needed some star power over there on the Blue Brand, and there you go. I still think there's going to be some more movement. You know what I'm wondering? How much influence did Road Dogg have backstage? I know that sounds stupid because he was the lead writer of
SmackDown. Oh, you didn't know?
Oh, God.
But
that was appropriate. That was appropriate.
But I could tell the difference. Like, it was noticeable. SmackDown was like a bootleg Raw on Tuesday night. Like, you know what I mean? And it's I don't remember the last time there was just a bad SmackDown. I mean, even, you know, there's been shows that have not been as entertaining as others, but at least there was like storyline and development and it flowed like a show. This just seemed like Raw light to me. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Did anybody else get that feeling?
Last week felt like that to me, but I think we're also coming off of two odd weeks since last week they were all in one spot, so you were going to have crossover just to pop people for, you know, to break the continuity more or less, and then now you got the shakeup happening, so instead of the monotony we're used to, then you get the random people, and the same thing happened at Raw, so it's kind of just a pattern that you're used to. So I think next week we'll kind of be able to tell if Road Dogg really had a lot of influence or if this was just more a victim of circumstance, so to speak. And
I was going to say, speaking of circumstances, some other scuttlebutt that I heard was that there were a lot of travel issues with talent trying to get into Canada, and the shows had to be rewritten at the last minute. Now, take it for what it's worth, whether it's true or not, who the hell knows?
That is true. But Canada had an ice storm at the time.
Oh, okay. But it makes sense because the shows didn't really make sense, and there wasn't a whole lot of moving, so I'm assuming there's still going to be some moving and some shaking, because as it stands right now, we've got both secondary titles on the Blue Brand. I doubt that sticks. And there's still a lot of talent that hasn't been accounted for. So I'd be surprised if these were the only moves. Maybe they throw out a blurb out on, you know, the computer or something like that, or WWE.com. When did Eric Young get to Raw? And was it on television and I just missed it?
They announced it as a low-key thing when they kind of gave us a graphic that said, and here's everybody that moved to Raw. Eric Young was on there. And then they just kind of briefly were like, and Eric Young, too, former leader of Sanity. It's like, all right, thanks. That really tells you how highly they think of him. But I liked the movement to SmackDown a lot more than I liked what happened at Raw. Because I think SmackDown benefits from the fact that literally every year they have the shakeup, the IWC gets all up in arms because they're like, oh my God, SmackDown's got nobody now. You took all their top talent except Randy Orton. And like then people were just like, what the fuck's going to happen now? And then the SmackDown women's brand is significantly stronger than it was, if not stronger than Raw's at the moment, depending on where Sasha Banks falls. Then Roman is a huge boon. Elias apparently came over as well, so that's something. So I can't really be upset with who we saw. And yeah, the two secondary titles being on the blue brand is weird, but they do have an out since Andrade did beat Finn on Monday. So technically, they could have a cross-brand match at Money in the Bank. And if Andrade wins, then that brings it back to Raw. So they have an out there if they really wanted it. But yeah, Roman. AJ built the house. Roman's got to tend to the yard. That's how that works. So I'm okay with it. Big dog. I get Asuka, Kairi Sane, Roman Reigns, Ember, Randy Orton. I'm happy. I'm going to be hard as a fucking rock watching SmackDown every week. Hey, Samoan sex machine. Ooh, ah.
Hey, you keep your Oreos in the package.
This is my yard now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I forgot about that big cluster.
This is my yard now.
Oh, Andrew.
You done?
Just stimulating the
system. I know you got one more in you.
I was just stimulating the war chief, sir.
Stimulating the way, man. What y'all doing? Y'all personal time is none of my business. But don't.
Oh man, we got a close.
Don't break.
Oh, we got another. We got to stimulate Potus War or stimulating the war chief.
I like this. But anyway, what are you gonna say about the clusterfuck, Chris?
Yeah, where they were, you know, they introduced all the new women in the ring, and like, hey guys, my name's Bailey, and I talk like I'm 16 years old, but I have a fat ass, so it's really confusing for guys. Seriously, how did I never notice that before? Bailey is holding. God damn.
I think it's because of the idiotic persona that you didn't really notice. But yeah, she's had a bit of a butt forever, so that's nice. It's just the Jay Leno chin that kind of ruins it for me, but that ass is real nice. And come on, you can't tell me it's not a genius move to actually give Asuka and Kairi a mouthpiece like Paige. Because, okay, Paige's accent is still awkward, but people love her. She speaks English better. So I think that's a good move.
You know, I have a lot of – shout out to the Asian delegation. You're a lot of the butts to my jokes, and you take it on the chin – and you take it well. You don't give me any shit. I just read off the list of iconic badminton players. I'm not doing it. God damn it, okay. I couldn't help myself. Stop. I hate myself for this.
You know, I'm also proud of you that you didn't say they take it on the chin like a Chinese phone book. Like that, I'm happy you didn't go there too.
Well, I wasn't trying to fuck with him, but since I'm glad to see where your head's at, sir.
It's right there. It's an easy one. It's an oldie but a goodie.
It's the reason. Okay, never mind. But it's like, if I'm them, I'd be a little pissy, man, because all they do is put all the Asians together. Like, I can imagine Vince sitting in Titan Towers. What's up with Asuka? God damn it, put her with the Asian pirate. It'll be great. Vince, she's Japanese, other one's Chinese. God damn it, who cares? It's Asian.
No, they're both Japanese, though.
Oh, Oh no, Aisha Rona. That's no. What's
you're
the,
thinking, Xia Li, who is Chinese?
And what is Aisha Rona?
She's also Japanese, and I'm pretty sure that Mia Yim is half Korean.
I know that. Goddammit.
I'm just letting you know. Io, Kairi, Asuka, all Japanese. Io and Kairi used to be a tag team back in Japan. Kairi and Asuka never.
So they're just gonna put them all together, man, and call them like the Joy Luck Club or some shit. Huh?
What the fuck?
Like, that's what I'm saying, man. It's like, goddamn, man. I'd feel a little a certain way if I was Asian. Like, you just gonna throw us all together and shit. Fuck it, no. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
It worked in NXT because they had someone basically as their best friend to travel with. So it's safety in numbers in a sense when you got somebody that speaks your home language and you don't have to worry about struggling through, you know, English when you're not that good at it.
Yeah. Yes, because Becky Lynch and Sheamus travel together and they both speak Ireland.
No, that's English. It's just English with a heavy accent. No one starts speaking Gaelic at anybody.
I feel like Seth and Becky are traveling together.
I guess what you say makes sense, man. It just seems like lazy booking, and if I was Asian, I'd feel a certain way about it. That's all I'm saying. But we'll see if it works. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it'll click. I don't know. Maybe they will become best buddies and shit. I don't know.
Maybe. I'm just on the fact that if one of them had better English or was like fluent sounding, then they wouldn't be together. That's kind of where I'm at with it. If you could get somebody that was a Japanese import that spoke pretty fucking spot on English, then I don't think they'd get paired together. I think this is more a pairing out of necessity and just because Vince and WWE thinks promos are super, super necessary. Yes, Tani?
Doesn't Funaki speak good English?
Indeed.
Did I ever tell you how weirdly Funaki is like mad over in my household?
You have mentioned it before that Amber seems to love him for some reason when she has no basis of understanding for the history of his character.
Not at all, but she just pops whenever he comes on the screen. She's like, I like that guy, he's so cute.
Do you guys like watch the Edge and Christian show? Is that why?
No, it just during the pay-per-views when WWE cuts to all the different, that scene out of Naked Gun where they cut to all the different announcers. Yes. And shit.
Yes.
And it'd be like, here's Chad Pomerino and Funaki. And she just pops whenever they show Funaki.
That's what the Edge and Christian show should evolve even more into is WWE's version of Saturday Night Live and just send different people that are former stars like they do now. But, like, put the current stars in there. Let them show off their talent to doing comedy sketches.
It's an idea. I know the second season has had more of the current, because I think Bayley was on it, the Revival. Randy Orton even was allowed to poke fun at himself a little bit.
But what if you just have, like, one main guest? Like, I mean, you bring in one of the biggest people, and, like, for that week they're on there. They turn it into more of, you know, I like more of the talk show / Saturday Night Live thing for that.
Well, number one, sketch comedy shows are extremely and time consuming to make. And number two, something like Saturday Night Live, you know, they work on that shit literally the whole week. Like, it's just, that's a major time commitment. And I don't know if WWE would want their talent away from the ring that long.
If only we could find a group of people that are excellent doing it on the first take.
Yeah, and if penis was a pussy, I'd probably never leave the house.
What? I think he was inferring us. He was inferring us, and you just took the wind out of that. What is wrong with you tonight, dude? Are you okay?
What's wrong with y'all, man?
Do you need a hug?
What's wrong with y'all?
Did someone hurt
y'all
you?
Y'all talking about Oreos, and he's getting the war chief off, and what the fuck, man?
I was talking about the wrestlers, actually.
Yeah, so back to my original point. What the hell's wrong with you, ass clown?
I don't know. What's wrong with you, bitch?
Nothing wrong with me, ass face.
Oh, man. Oh, we're going to go like that, motherfucker?
In crazy...
Yeah, ass tits.
In crazy...
Just ass with you.
In crazy times like this, I like to kick it over to Alfred.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hey, Mr. Velvet Pipes.
Yes?
I was wondering if there's any way you know of that I could, you know, please everybody with dressing better. I don't know, maybe some way, because I just like t-shirts and jeans. So can any place I can go to find some great t-shirts?
Well, it sounds like you need to fall into the Gap, motherfucker. But I think what he's alluding to...
I'll go into that store and unfold every piece of clothing and walk right the fuck out! How's that for the rest of your night, motherfuckers?
What he's alluding to is that you all should go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to pick up your official chair shot merchandise. I actually just got my shirts in the mail today. Of course, I got the Jesus shirt, and I got the long sleeve chair shot with the Corona looking logo on there. That's a really cool shirt, so that's going to be cool to try it out in the fall. We've also got the new shirt, the latest sensation sweeping the nation, endorsed by the man himself, Baron Corbin Sucks. Might want to pick that one up as well. And we've got old school designs, we've got new school designs, we've got something for everybody. We've got something for the wrestling fan in your life, even if you are said fan, especially if you are said fan. So again, go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to pick up your official chair shot shirts. And remember, type in the promo code resurrection and something might happen. thechairshot.com. always use your head.
For the first
but I'm not saying it will.
59 years, a new professional wrestling company hits Madison Square Garden. New Japan Pro Wrestling and Ring of Honor invade New York with a sold-out G1 Supercard.
Things that we thought were impossible are now possible.
Jay Lethal faces Matt Taven and Marty Scurll in a World Championship ladder match.
Oh!
G1 Supercard, all new, 2-hour special, Friday on Access TV.
Mr. Belaz, that's what's coming up this Friday on Access TV for all of you who are, you know, craving your New Japan action, plus a little Ring of Honor mixed in there, kind of co-branded thing. But what's coming up for New Japan exclusively here as we head into the end of spring and kind of springboard here, if you will, into the summer?
Ooh, springboard in spring. I like it. It's good.
Really? Somebody's easily impressed.
I didn't say it was hard. I just liked it. Sheesh. Anyway, well, Wrestling Dontaku is coming up, which is their next big show, which you get Okada's defense, Jeff Cobb's defense for his title, Dragon Lee defends his title. But since we're on the topic of New Japan, and we all should know by now that, Chris, you have another wonderful show you do on Sundays with a wonderful co-host of yours. Is there something you would like to probably discuss, maybe get off your chest about a New Japan wrestler?
No, not at all. Thanks for asking.
What? Don't bury the lead, you son of a bitch! Dude,
anyway, so
I put the ball on the tee and you started shooting baskets. I'm like, motherfucker, wrong sport!
Yeah, man. Sometimes I do shit to... Well, all the time I do shit to pop myself, and that popped me.
Good job. So it was funny. I give you points.
Thank you, sir. So Sunday nights, I do Chairshot Radio with Mr. Ray Cash. Sundays at 8 on live on the Chairshot Radio Network. And we occasionally talk a little New Japan. And Mr. Cash is a huge Naito merc. And he's been very frustrated about the booking of Naito. And he's honestly at the point that he doesn't think Naito's time is going to come. I keep telling them you just have to be patient. I mean, they literally just ended a 6-year story arc with Okada and old boy.
Tanahashi.
Thank you. So his time is going to come.
Oh, you're completely right. And, you know, I do agree with Ray on some things, but the Naito storyline, it's a lot deeper than wins and losses. And that's the whole point they're getting across with him. Naito was the rejected character a couple years ago when, you know, he won the G1 the first time. Like, people booed his ass. He lost the main event. It was just all something that went sideways because he was supposed to be the next ace. Goes to Japan, goes to Mexico, gets the LIJ nod, you know, learns from Rush how to do the whole Los Ingobernables thing, brings it back, brings his own stable to fruition, and he's the most over thing in Japan.
You also forgot his brief time in Brooklyn with Tony, what was John character's name from Saturday Night Fever? Tony Marinara?
Jesus Christ. Anyway.
You get it, though.
I do get it, yes. But I'm just getting at the point that he doesn't need a title to be over. Naito, in all of the actual Japanese fan-based polls they've done for the last couple of years, Naito is twice as popular as any other person in Japan. LIJ is the most popular thing. When I went to Supercard a little more than a week ago, you know, in New York, there were just as many LIJ shirts as there were Bullet Club shirts. It's an over thing. Naito doesn't need to win championships and doesn't need this big, long, illustrious run as Intercontinental fucking champion. He's still trying to find himself after his loss against Okada, because the story there was he wanted to main event the Tokyo Dome since he was a child, or since he was like 14 or whatever. That was where his dream stopped. He didn't have to win. He just wanted a main event. Now he's kind of got to refind his footing, and he had the Intercontinental Championship and kind of walked ass backwards into, fuck it, I'll be the first double champ. Well, that didn't work out because Ibushi decided to take the title off of him because his ass finally signed a contract and they've been putting titles on him twice in the last 4 months. So Naito's still finding his way. He's still popular. That's not going to change. You just have to have patience, and you can't expect people to just throw belts at anybody. That's such a WWE Western kind of mentality that people aren't being used well if they're not dripping in gold. That's not how that works. It's not how any of this works.
Yes. I remember growing up as a young Caucasian girl in Midwestern Kansas. My dream, too, was to main event the Tokyo Dome.
I mean, continue. I'm really interested.
But I think that's kind of his point. I agree with you that that is a Western concept, but shit, we're Westerners, man. So shit, eat my ass. But I think that's his point, though, because he is the most popular wrestler over there. So in other words, why don't they strap the ball on him or strap the rocket to him and get this going? I think that's the point you're trying to make.
But you have to elevate everybody else.
Well, the way I look at it, he's almost seeing it kind of like Charlie Brown in the football. You dig?
No, not really. And, you know, he broke up Okada's third and fourth reign when he won the New Japan Cup and then beat Okada for the title. He only held it for a couple months, but still, it's not like he hasn't held the belt in the last couple years. It's just the concept that if you're going to watch a foreign product, you can't watch it through American vision because you're not going to kind of understand what they're doing, and you're going to get frustrated at points that you shouldn't be getting frustrated at. Okada had this whole redemption thing where people turned on him in that second half of his run. Nobody wanted to see Okada win. Everybody from Zack Sabre, Sonata, Evil, all of them got cheered. Basically, the Japanese fans were, get the fucking belt off of Okada. We're sick of Okada. Then Okada gets championed as Japan's champion because they fucking hate Jay White because he does a damn good job as a heel and fucking runs them down, that Okada became the people's champion and Okada was the hero to bring the belt back to Japan and be a Japanese wrestler that did it. And it's a good arc for Okada to go from kind of being despised and to be an arrogant corporate prick to now he did something that the people wanted, so he's the people's champ. And Jay White's still evil. Naito's still over as fuck because he's Naito. So Naito's time will come. It'll probably be the later portion of this year or early next year. But Naito's on the right trajectory. Just be patient.
Yes, I recall Mother would fold the linens and hang them up to dry as the pie cooled on the windowsill.
Were you reading Jane Eyre at this time?
Anna Karenina.
What was that, Tony?
Anna Karenina.
There we go.
As I proceeded to take a bite into my York peppermint patty, I got the sensation of swishing down the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Anyway, though. So, yeah. So, I get why Ray's frustrated, but just calm down. Naito will get this done soon.
Yes,
exactly.
Be patient. His time shall come.
I mean, you should just be happy that your boy Ibushi got himself another belt.
I am, and I didn't realize he had signed a contract. That stunned me as well. But, I mean, why wouldn't you put a belt on that guy if he's signed to, if he's contractually obligated to you? He's, you know, arguably the best wrestler in the world. So I would have continued to use that leverage and just did whatever the hell I wanted, man. Do some shots in Mexico, work the Cruiserweight Classics, and just, you know, I would have maybe, I don't know, maybe he wants to start a family or something and kind of settle down and plant some roots or something like that. But I thought he had a pretty good thing going.
No, I get you. And it should be fun to see where Ibushi goes, because this is, it's going to be the antithesis. We have a rise of Naito and Ibushi because Okada's already established. Sonata's going to get a shot at Okada at Wrestling Tontaku. So who knows, we might see a little bit of friction in LAJ for the first time ever, because fuck, if Sonata beats Okada, then he's champion before Naito? Tell me that wouldn't be a fucking story.
If Sonata beats Okada, does he win the Honda? Or the hand of Jane Fonda?
I gotta play this again.
Well, there we go. Play it?
No, I won't.
Oh, fine. But yeah, see, I tried to bring it back to a legitimate storyline, and you did the...
It's been a shitty wrestling week, man. What the hell do you folks want from me?
I mean, I don't disagree. That's why I said I tried.
All right, here.
It petered out.
I'll cut it to a commercial with that theme playing behind the commercial.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go live on the scene. Mr. Velvet Pipes himself. He's got a secret, and he's telling Mr. Platt.
Hey, PC, it's Christopher Platt live on the scene. Give me 1 second here to put on my clairvoyant cap. I'm going to play some terrible sounding Middle Eastern music as I do this.
Is it?
Ah, yes. Clairvoyant Christopher has returned. In my future, I see uncertainty within Titan Towers. Okay, I can't do that accent. Basically, this is what I'm saying, man. There's been a big, huge stock buyback within WWE. They're selling Titan Towers, the building they've been in for, what, 20, 30 years, only to rent another place. And the rent on that place is something ridiculous, like $20 million a year. And coincide all of this with this Fox move and with Vince going off to concentrate on the AFL. I'm predicting within the next, I'll say sooner rather than later. And when I say sooner, I mean within the next 5 to 10 years, maybe sooner. The McMahons are selling WWE.
Okay, now to who?
Hell if I know. Maybe Fox. Maybe Disney takes a flyer at it. My lead would be Fox. And the reason I say that is because why would you leave Titan Towers, a building that you literally own, to go pay rent in another building for, and the rent is like $20 million a year? Like, that, none of that makes any sense.
Yeah, you're right. There's no reason to move out of, you know, something you have paid off as an asset already to pay rent unless you're renting out Titan Towers for something else, something more, perhaps. I don't know.
I think they're preparing to sell the company.
That's kind of been a rumor for a couple of years because everybody thought Disney was in play a few years ago to buy WWE, and that's why they went kid-friendly and E for everybody, and it kind of sort of made sense at the time. And
I mean, they're they're in politics now. They're literally the government. Vince has the football league going. Maybe they want to get out the game, try to go legit. Maybe turn themselves into the Kennedys or some shit like that.
I mean, it's not like it's not possible. I don't really, maybe. I don't really see the McMahons giving up power, though. That's always been the interesting argument back, is that Vince is probably never going to relinquish power until he dies. And Stephanie and Shane obviously learn from him, so I doubt they have, you know, very much different perspectives when it comes to the power dynamic. So, I don't...
But
you really
Vince
think
also,
they let themselves be run by Disney or Fox or something like that?
Because Vince also wants to... He resents the fact that he made his name in professional wrestling, and he's always wanted to be taken and been taken seriously as a legitimate businessman, similar to his buddy that, you know, is the president now. And now he does have an inroads into government. You know, Linda tried and failed a couple of times to run for Congress, but they're literally part of the government now. They do have some political ties. Why not step away? Vince isn't getting any younger. Do you really think Stephanie... I'm not even going to include Shane because I think Shane just has a job at this point. Not saying he doesn't have any power, but I think he came back because he needed a job. But do you really think Stephanie could run this thing by herself? And with all due respect to Triple H.
I mean, I think they could. I think what it's going to come down to is if they want to or not. Because we've all seen what it does to Vince. We've all heard the stories that Vince basically doesn't sleep and he's up 23 hours a day or whatever, double checking things, changing scripts, doing this, doing that, working out, whatever he has to do. So it's possible. I think it's more contingent upon if XFL flies or not, because XFL is something I think he's been embarrassed that failed, because he likes to think of himself as a, you know, a savvy businessman, like you said, instead of just basically keeping what his dad started afloat and kind of going with technology and moving with the times. So if XFL takes off, then I think there's a good chance we see a sale. If it fails again, then I have no fucking clue.
I'll just throw this out here because who gives a shit, man? My credibility has been shot for years now, so it doesn't matter what I say, so I'm just going to say it. And all I got to do is get one right, and then all you do is just keep pounding the one that you get right, and it makes you sound like you know what you're talking about. I know the game. I've been watching sports talk for way too long not to know it.
True.
I'm going to say eventually Fox is going to buy it. Yeah, I think the WWE is going to be bought out by Fox. They're going to take over the reins. I don't know how that's going to look. There might not be a lot of change, man. Maybe they keep them on as characters or something like that, or they keep a percentage of the company or whatever the case may be, because, you know, Hunter's a lifer. He ain't going nowhere. This is literally all he ever wanted to do with his life, so he's not going anywhere. But, yeah, I think they sell. I think it's coming sooner rather than later. Again, soon is relative, but sooner rather than later.
It's not a bad take. I can't argue with it. It's just one of those wait and sees. So I guess bookmark this, earmark this, and then we'll come back in a few years and find out, huh?
Just reading the tea leaves, man. That's all. They're making a lot of interesting moves that on the surface of themselves, in and of themselves, don't make a whole lot of sense. So then I say, well, why are they making those moves? And that's the logical conclusion that I came to. But, I mean, what the fuck do I know? Shit.
It's not a bad take. Tony, do you have anything you'd like to say in regard to this?
Yeah.
Then say it.
No.
Okay, so you think they're going to keep this train going into the next generation of McMahons?
Why not sell all the stock, take all the money out of it, and make all of them pay for what we're doing?
By all of them, you mean the shareholders?
Ding, ding, ding.
Well, why would you do that when conceivably, A, you're making money, so you don't need the money. B, why wouldn't you do that, or why wouldn't you do that when the stock was at its peak or something like that? Because you got to imagine it's going to go up higher, right? Well, so why wouldn't you do it then? And again, why would you sell a building just to rent another building? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Like I said, why not take all the money out of it and make everybody else pay for it?
But it's your building. You're going to take. You're going to sell your building
and rent
another building?
Well, they just sold their building and took the money, and then they're making someone else pay for it.
They sold their building, they took the money, and they're getting ready to run. It's the great cash out. It's called cashing in your chips, sir.
Have you ever played?
Do you know, is anybody going to rent Titan Towers afterwards?
Yeah, that's another thing. That's a fair question. I don't know what they're doing with the building.
What's the difference? Who cares? You said they sold it.
They're selling it. I don't think it's sold yet, but they're selling it.
Well, after it's sold, they can't rent it anymore.
Oh, fair point.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Life, the way the world works.
Are they selling the towers, or did they just cash in, sell their stock?
Both.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, both.
So then what if the money on the towers and the lot was worth what they're going to incur moving? Like, what if it was a property kind of deal and they're going to build something up over there and it was like a pretty hefty sum?
What I'm saying is the McMahons own the top that. The company didn't own that. Now the company has to pay for where they're going and the McMahons have the money from what they sold. You not understand what I'm saying?
No.
Oh, all right, well.
You said it better the second time.
Because the McMahons are the company. It's the same thing. I understand. You did say it better the second
time. Then the McMahons aren't the company. Maybe it'll make more sense. The McMahons aren't the company because you split up personal assets and company assets. So if it becomes a company expense and it's no longer something that their personal money has to go into for repairs or whatever – that does
on the
kind
books,
of change how it works.
On the books, yes, you split up the personal, but it's all the same pot. You just got to split it up for legality and tax reasons. I understand that, but it's still the exact same pot. Like if Vince wants to go to Morton Steakhouse and he doesn't have any cash on him, he's just going to dip into petty cash and go to Morton Steakhouse. Or he'll write himself a check, go cash, and go to Morton Steakhouse. You
think
know what I mean?
He writes a check?
You understand what I'm saying, though.
No, I do know what you mean. It's just the imagery of Vince just stopping going, can I write a check, bud? Do you take personal checks, buddy?
I take this to the air.
Sonny boy, who should I make this out to?
Now let me tear off the carbon paper, bud. Hold on.
What do you mean you need two forms of ID? I'm Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Make sure I get my carbon back.
God damn it, you're not fingerprinting me.
Still got a checkbook from 1986. What the fuck?
Hey, man, old people still write checks, man. My mom is 70 and she still writes checks.
That's a fair point. You're in there. They're afraid of hackers and the internet. But all right, let's go home on this one.
This checkbook cover is made out of Damien, for fuck's sake.
Sandow?
No, the fucking snake, motherfucker.
Oh,
that's hilarious. Vince got like a Damien wallet, got a Revelations checkbook. Wasn't that Jake's snake when he came back as born again? Yeah. Hey, man, you got to get your money's worth, man. Were they working snakes? Shout out, Greg. I get that one. All right, so anywho, man. Tutty, not you. Balls, why don't you let the good folks know where they can find you?
What?
All right, well, then fine. Tutty, let the motherfuckers know where they can find you. Shit.
No, you didn't want it.
See?
Tutty will be writing checks at a steakhouse, right, man?
Yep, that's what I'm known for.
Choose the weirdest images and weirdest things to say sometime. I don't even understand myself. Yeah.
Moments. But yeah, Twitter at IWC Warchief, that thing. Do the damn thing. Tani, do you want to chime in now or no?
At PC Tani, at podcast DWI, 200th coming up. Yeah.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, and check out our last episode with the returning,
Me?
Official. I'm trying to, you know, put you on a plateau here, and you interrupt it with me. So, yeah, with a him.
Get to it.
Yeah, with a him, then. Yeah, with a him.
You're taking too low. Go ahead. You're taking too low. What were you going to say?
The only person I'd ever actually consider a third member of the DWI podcast.
You're a goddamn lie, because that would be A$AP Mitchell.
No.
Well, thank you. If that was genuine, thank you. I had a blast. Shout out to DPP, and it was nice to work with Proper Villains again. You guys can find me on the Twitter at The Real C Platt, but more importantly than that, that's not a shot on anybody. Fix your face, Tony. More importantly than that, make sure you guys go to wrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your official chair shot merchandise. If you enjoy us, if you love what we do, all the great content we provide you, not just at Pod is War, excuse me, at The Greg DeMarco Show, Chair Shot, DWI, Attitude of Progression, many, 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 many more, all the articles, all the columns, all the news, reviews, opinions, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. So make sure you guys go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Hook your brothers up, man. Show us some love. Help this train keep a rolling. All right? Pick up a shirt or two or three or six. All right? Thechairshot.com. Remember, folks, it's not just a website. It's a movement. And if you've enjoyed this show, which God bless you, and you want to hear a little bit more, go to patreon.com/thechairshot, because we're going to keep the conversation and keep the party going on Pod is More. So again, go to patreon.com/thechairshot, pick up Pod is More and all the other great content that we provide for you in our Patreon page. Please and thank you. Thank you and please. Couldn't have said it better myself. I probably could have, but that was pretty damn good. I said it better than anybody else. So anywho, for Mr. Andrew Blas, for the commissioner, PC Tunney, did I say that right? I'm Christopher Platt. Hey, man, thanks for checking in with us, man. Y'all know it was a shitty wrestling week. I hope that we provided you with some laughs and some irrelevant humor, if you will. Until next time, hit it, Carly. Before we get out of here, just real quick, shout out to Cheetan Anon, Jan Jorgensen, Prakash Pakadun, Puyella Kopichan, Ku Kian Keet, Victor X.
That I will never retire!
Kento Momoto, no. Kai Young.
No, I'm just going to hit the...
He looks like an official, though.
I just want to tell everybody listening that I'm going to hit the stop button as he's going. Okay. Christopher Platt is he's getting there. He's not quite ready to read the phone book to you and be that entertaining. You've been listening to another edition.
He just took this badminton thing and ran with it. I didn't know what I was doing when I brought up that sport. Holy shit.
I can end it with this, though, if you guys want.
Velveteen Dream.
Hit it! Now listen to me as I seductively read that bit. Gabrielle Adcock.